You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Thursday afternoon. It's the second day of October. Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana, is on the phone line. Dan, thanks for taking the time with us. I see that we've managed to finish the grains and the oil seeds for the day a little higher. I think that may have surprised me because they dropped back part of the way during the middle of the day, and there's some strength left in this marketplace. Why is that the case?
Well, I think most of this big crop talk of the last month or 6 weeks, I forget how long we've been talking about these big yields and this big crop. And then last night, FC Stone came out with a corn crop production number right up against 15 billion and a soybean production number at 4 billion. And the market wasn't able to go lower on that news. The shorts in the market weren't able to advance their position any. And I think that was a strong signal that a lot of this big crop, if not all of it, is already priced into the market as far as the futures go. And then all of a sudden, if you can't get her to go down, the shorts have to come in and cover, and that's what we've done. And then I think to kind of add a little help to that, the dollar began to break a little bit after it's had a string of strong higher closes. So my guess is mostly that the big crop talk is in. I think people that are carrying short positions have probably put on a few extra short positions, so everybody's probably carrying a bigger short position than they really should be carrying from a financial point of view, and all of a sudden we start turning higher, and we'll have to see what tomorrow brings, but Informa Economics will be out, I think, at 10:30 with their October number. I'm not too sure if they'll give us just one or maybe two. They are ones that believe that acreages are lower. So I don't know if they'll give us a production number with lower acres or the acres unchanged. But at least last month, they were much more modest with their yield numbers than the FC Stone Group was. So we may have seen the biggest number of this string of crop reports, and if you don't see anything bigger, the shorts are going to have to cover under this environment.
This all works nicely into your timing for lows for corn. I think you have them somewhere in this time frame in early October, right?
Yeah, when you look at an average seasonal pattern, and, you know, averages you can get lost in, but your average seasonal pattern on December corn futures tells you that this is to buy corn during the first few days of October. Soybeans, you could probably wait a little longer. The average pattern maybe goes on into next week a little bit before they put in a seasonal low. So it does fit in from the seasonal perspective that we put in early October lows and then have some form of at least recovery rally or stabilization. And then a lot of times once the bean crop's put away, the seasonality on beans continues to climb as you go on into the new year. December corn futures usually struggle when they go back into delivery around the first part of December, and many times then they come down and kind of test that early October low, if not maybe take it out. But that's what an average pattern would be like. And like I said, each year is different. We're getting off to a little slower start, but I think we've made some pretty good progress here over the past 5 or 6 days. I know a few guys got some rain overnight and probably got chased out this morning. Beans are probably got a little more strength than corn did today on the rain forecast, because rain does slow down soybean harvest. There's no doubt about that, and I think the maps are wet enough over the next several days that that might be coming in and Helping out the beans a little bit also.
If you haven't looked, the radar for this afternoon is plenty wet, and there is rainfall that's going to certainly hamper harvest across our part of the world, across a large part of Kansas and Missouri and Iowa as well. And I think it's supposed to continue to come for a bit over the next 24 or 48 hour period. So that'll probably certainly keep guys out of the bean field. They may get back into the cornfields fairly quickly, but that's a much easier task. When you look at the beans, is there more strength in that marketplace? Because, you know, while they have dropped below $10, they're in nines. They just don't seem like they really want to push all that far down.
No. We had a decent export sales number here today of 31 million bushels. It's maybe smaller than what we kind of grew accustomed to last year for a while. We had a lot of 50s and whatnot, but that's still a good number. And I just glanced at the charts, and one thing that really stands out at you, we're 4 weeks or 4 days through this week, and we came off of a big harvest week, a crop production report from a private firm that's as large as you're probably ever going to see, and November 14 beans are up 14.75 for the week. November 15 beans are up 18 for the week. December wheat is up 8.5 cents for the week. December oats is up 15.75 for the week. D's 14 corn is only down 3 cents, and D's 15 corn is up 1.5 cents. So we'll see what happens tomorrow, but with the rain in the forecast, it's doubtful that we'll see a lot of pre-hedging. And we may even be able to pull out a higher weekly close on corn before it's over with, before the week's out.
That would be something with a 14 billion bushel crop at a minimum, I would think, staring the U.S. farmer in the face at this point. A higher close in the midst of harvest, that would be a very good sign.
Well, one thing that we got to keep in mind is that we do have daily consumption of both corn and soybeans. The processors and the exporters and everybody that's an end user of corn, whether it's livestock feeders or whatnot, use so many bushels a day. And since we got off to a later than normal start, and things are going a little slower than average, you got to keep in mind that we're using, 30 to 40 million bushels of corn a day. And if harvest drags out a little bit, we might be able to get through this big crop harvest without the difficulty that many people are actually anticipating. The elevator crowd is, got some pretty good wide basis levels out there. I mean, they're basically telling the farmer to go someplace else with your grain, go, leave it in the field for a while, or, build a new bin, or, develop a pile or something, because some of these bids are, fairly ridiculous when you take into account the situation.
Yeah, so the whole nature may be the one that says, go ahead and go slow. We're going to make it slow. But we'll find that out over time. And I suppose that would be helpful, though producers won't be very happy that they have to sit on the sidelines and have to begin to think about mudding a crop out if that truly is what happens. I don't know. Any other thoughts for the day before I let you go?
Well, other than, like I said, there are exporters that are needing inventory, feedlots need inventory, processors need inventory, and it's not coming into town as quickly as what the trade had anticipated, and they could get a little nervous here in another week or two if it kind of slows down.
Hey, thanks so much, and I look forward to talking to you in about 25, 30 minutes for Commodity Week. That'll air tomorrow after this program at 2:36. I appreciate it, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, of course, is with CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana, and joins us here on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report.